Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report podcast. I am your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trail. And in today's episode, we're going to continue to put to podcast format 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula as we hike at Scott Point, which is on the northern shore of Lake Michigan. And it is probably a little-known little spot on the map. And I discovered it one day when I'm like, hey, I wonder what's at the end of this road. And I drove down Gould City Road until its end at a small park. And what appeared to be pretty much a social hiking trail. It's not marked or anything, but it's definitely easy to find and easy to follow, especially since you're walking along Lake Michigan. You can do an out and back, and that's what we're going to tell you about today. So this will be as long as you want it to be. I put in the book 1.5 miles by an hour, flat gradient, high points during some seasons, like when the water's lower. You can see piping plovers, there's Cobble Beach, dunes, even Lake Huron Iris, and this is a remote location. You probably won't see anybody else on this hike. A few map geeks, the USGS 7.5 Point Patterson Quad. There is a picnic area, small playground, trash cans there, a little bit of parking. You can get away with maybe even flip-flops, tennis shoes here. And I don't recommend pets just because there's got a lot of ground nesting birds in the area. So if you do bring it, please keep it on a leash, and you should so anyways. So this area and this property, this hike, was saved by the Michigan chapter of the Nature Conservancy. Scott Point juts out into the northern reaches of Lake Michigan. And this small spit of land has historically been a seasonal nesting ground for the endangered piping plover, but other rare plants and animals also make their homes in the sand and cobble. Gould City Township Park is where you're going to start. This is just a real modest park, swing sets, picnic tables, and the like. In the past, the thoroughfare ended at the beach and provided access to off-road vehicles, and unfortunately, irresponsible users have damaged the habitats and terrorized the wildlife for years, causing nearly irreparable harm. But after acquiring the land, the Nature Conservancy has turned it over to the Lake Superior State Forest for management. Off-road vehicles have since been banned, although there are still a few scofflaws, I'm sure, who disobey the signs and barriers, and be aware of this when you're walking the beach. From St. Ignace, you're going to take US 2 West, 6 miles past the M-117 intersection. Look for Gould City Road. That is a blinker light. And you're going to head south towards Lake Michigan where the road ends. So it's about a 10-mile jaunt from US 2 through and to the end of the road through mostly rolling countryside. This is more of an exploration than a trek down a marked and maintained corridor. There's a mishmash of game trails, old two-tracks, social trails to explore or, hopelessly get lost. From the parking area, cross the paved Gould City Road and maneuver around the closed gate onto an abandoned two-track. You'll be surrounded by 30-foot cedars on both sides while striding along past a carpet of mosses and during the early summer, Lake Huron irises. This diminutive relative of the garden variety iris is a federally listed endangered species. Grows only in calcareous or mineral-rich soils, the Lake Huron iris is strictly limited to the immediate shorelines of the northern Great Lakes. The flowers bloom from mid-July to mid-August, making for an explosion of color in an otherwise shady forest. Take the two-track east, and after about 0.4 miles, the cedars will disappear altogether on your right and thin out on your left. The two-track bends around a bit and starts to peter out, and in about another 0.1 mile past the end of the trees, when your confidence may be waning and you see what amounts to a game trail up the backside of a sand dune, it's time to get a little adventurous. There's just enough sand and strength in the prevailing winds to create these modest sand dunes. It's interesting to note that about one-third of the plants you find in a Great Lake sand dune are also found growing in similar habitats on the Atlantic coast. And while on the dune, admire the beach grasses holding the loosely gathered sand. Calamovilifa, that's a genus name, is a grass, and it is very powerful in binding to sand and making it more stable for other plants to take root in later years. Eventually, you'll end up seeing balsam poplar, jack pine account for the bulk of the trees away from the beach. So sand dunes, well, they're quite rare in the Upper Peninsula. They do exist, and although this one is quite small compared to, say, old Grand Sable Dunes in Pitcher Rocks, take the time to enjoy it. This is a prime example of why a compass is one of the 10 essentials. Simply take a southward bearing, and you will go up and over a low dune through a thin smattering of poplars and jack pines. You're only about a quarter mile from the lake. You can probably hear it roaring on some windy days. So no big deal. Just take a bearing and head south. If you have the time and the desire, take a beach walk west to Birch Point, which is about 2.5 miles away. Alternatively, take the beach back to the west following the shore. Notice the abundance of not only the Cabo, but also these massive glacial erratics, some the size of small cars. When you reach the actual point, the forest comes out towards the tip. On the west side of the point is an intermittent wetland that can be traversed one of two ways. Looking west, you can see the park, picnic area, and probably your car. During low water, you could hopscotch across the cobbles back to the dry beach, and you'll be a mere 200 yards from your car. During high water, follow the semi-circular sand beach inland that makes a lip between the Cobble Beach and the large wetland behind it. This particular wetland, again, it's called an interdunal wetland, is at the mercy of the fluctuating water levels, plant succession, and the movement of sand and ice. Uncommon habitats these are. Interdunal wetlands have become known for their incredible plant diversity. You'll have to push through the barrier of cedars and tamaracks to enjoy the non-flowering plants such as the panic grasses, bulrushes, beakrushes, horsetails, and the abundant sedges. Although they may not be visually appealing, sedges, well, they are an important food source to many animals. Flowering plants include smaller fringed gentian, small flowered gerardia, and lobelias, along with two uncommon goldenrods, the Houghtons and the Ohio. This may appear like a stable habitat, but all it takes is a natural event like a storm or rising water levels or ice to clear away the barrier between Lake Michigan and the wetland to eliminate this interesting habitat. The trees, well, they're the first line of defense, keeping the ice in the lake and preventing it from scraping away what little soil is found there in that small forest. Take your opportunity now to witness this area. Geologically speaking, it will be gone very soon. Continue walking along the beach as as long as you feel comfortable walking. Within 2 miles of Scott Point, there are two more points to the west. Cozy Point, 0.7 miles away from the park. And Point Patterson, 1.1 miles west of Cozy Point. When you have had enough of the land of the Lake Michigan beach, just turn around and hike back. I love this little hike. This is one of my favorite places to visit in the state of Michigan. Anytime I go to the UP, I like to check this out and kind of check in on the changes that takes place. All right. Thank you for joining me. And our next hike, I'm trying to turn the page here, see what it is. Hey, look at that. We're going to be at the Seney National Wildlife Refuge. All right. Thanks for joining me. And we'll see you again here on the Michigan Trails Report.